What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another hour of the Andy Slater Show on this Monday, May 6th. It is a hockey night in South Florida. The Florida Panthers, they open up round two of the Stanley Cup playoffs against the Boston Bruins. And the puck drops in just a little bit, 8 p.m. in Sunrise at the Emerald Bank Arena, and that place is going to be rocking. I'm excited for it, and I'm glad that I'm excited for something, even though we've got a lot going on in South Florida, like what else is new? But I'm very, very thankful that the Florida Panthers are alive and well. Hopefully they'll continue to be well. They've been off for quite some time since taking down the Lightning. If I was not happy about the Florida Panthers, I would have started this hour in a much different mood, and you probably know why. But I'll wait a little bit to get to that. I'm going to have to. I have no choice. My only choice would have been, don't come on the airwaves today. And I didn't want to do that. I did not want to be here. Friday, I had a day off, for those of you that realized it. And if you didn't, well, I just told you I did. I was at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. I was playing in a poker tournament. I was doing really well until the end, and some dude just got really lucky. It happens from time to time. That's just part of the game. But I know a lot of you in South Florida this past weekend, you were probably pretty busy yourself. Maybe involved in the races. What a weekend it was. I went to Hard Rock Hotel. I didn't go to Hard Rock Stadium. But for those of you that did, my gosh, what did they have? Almost 300,000 people over a three-day period? And Max Verstappen, I'm not into F1, but he lost. He was minus 900 to win the race. I don't know who in their right mind would wager on somebody winning something or a team winning something at minus 900. And for those of you that don't know what minus 900 means, I mean, by now with the Hard Rock app, you should. But if you don't, you'd have to put up $900 to win $100. So if you wagered $900, you would get back $1,000. You'd get back your original $900, and you would make a $100 profit. Does that sound good to you? It's good if it's a complete sure thing. Like there's zero chance somebody can lose, it's already done, then great. I mean, you're making $100 off of $900 pretty quickly. That's fantastic. But we know what can happen in sports. Like yesterday, to me, because I'm not really into F1, but there was a hitter on the Rockies yesterday, because I'm looking at all these wagers, Brendan Rodgers. The dude has struck out in 12 straight games, at least once. And his total on the app for time struck out was 0.5. So if he strikes out once, you win. He struck out 12 consecutive games. I'm like, this is a lock. The dude is going to strike out at least once. This is a lock. I said to myself, even though there's no such thing as a lock, this is a lock. And he never struck out. It's like he always had two strikes on him, but he never struck out. So you just, there's no such thing as a sure thing, especially in sports. So the dude who's minus 900, he loses the race. He wins almost every race, but Lando Norris wins the race. And for those of you that went or wagered, I hope you had a good time. I saw the prices not only for tickets, but for food. My gosh, I had a much better time this past weekend when I went to Joe Stone Crab and I posted it on my IG story from Saturday night, the season finale. Stone Crab season is now over. It ended on May 1st, so I got the last batch of fresh stone crabs on Saturday night, and they were delicious. I had a feast on Saturday night. And this was right after the Marlins made a deal where I had to do something to just get myself in a better mood, because the Marlins, they deal Luis Arraez to the San Diego Padres. And what was the deal? May 4th? Saturday was May 4th? May the 4th be with you? They're already blowing things up. If you had told me before the weekend that I would be sitting on a Zoom conference call with Peter Bendix just before the Kentucky Derby, I would have thought you were nuts. But when the Marlins decide to trade their best player and fans are very upset about it, I'm upset about it, I had to talk to Peter Bendix. I can't blame a Marlins fan one drop for anything negative they say about the Marlins organization. Have at it. I'm not defending them. No way. Absolutely not. What's going on with the Marlins organization is a complete clown show. It is. I remember years ago, Jeff Baker was in the clubhouse and Baker passed around red clown noses to everyone. Yeah, you squeeze them and they make a noise. The clubhouse may not be a circus, but the organization right now is. A disaster. The Miami Heat season finishes, and it's like, okay, we got the Marlins. We still got the Panthers, of course. But now there could be a window of interest for the Marlins. Let's get some interest there to Little Havana. People are going to go to games. Maybe they'll mount some sort of comeback on their season. Then Peter Bendix goes out and trades the back-to-back batting champion, Luis Arraez. I'm not going to lead with that this hour, but I definitely will talk about it because it's a joke. Do we have any other good news that came from South Florida over the weekend? Lionel Messi, he had 5 assists and a goal in 1 game. MLS is just so easy for him. Still kind of cool, though, whether it's easy or not. 5 assists in a game and a goal. That's a lot. Luis Suarez, he had a hat trick. And speaking of Inter Miami CF and Messi and Suarez, if you go to my Twitter feed, you'll see that I posted a picture yesterday when I left Miami. I took a flight last night to where I'm doing the show right now, and that's Medellin. And when we take off, a lot of times we take off to the east. And I like sitting on the right side of the plane. I've got my favorite seat. So I'm always looking out to the south. And we fly right next to what is supposed to be Inter Miami CF's new stadium. So we fly right by the site, which is the old Mel Reese golf course. I take a picture and I post it. You can go to my Twitter feed and take a look. Just search Andy Slater. It's right there. Jorge Mas said that Lionel Messi and Inter Miami CF will be playing there in a stadium in 2025, which is next year. You take a look at that picture and you tell me what you think. Go ahead and respond to that post letting me know if you believe Inter Miami CF and Lionel Messi will be playing at the old Mel Reese golf course next season. It's May 6th right now, so we're almost halfway through 2024. I want you to look at that picture and let me know what you think. My answer would be there's no way it's not even possible for that to be even under consideration. It's just not possible. And I don't know anything about construction, but it's just not possible. So what else do we have going on? I got all these notes here. Like, I know what's going on, but I'm asking all of you just to talk out loud in your vehicle or your bathroom or your office, wherever you're tuned in from right now. Pat Riley gave his State of the Heat address. I'm going to get into that more tomorrow. Tomorrow, we'll talk about the Panthers-Bruins game one, what Pat Riley had to say. There's so much going on right now, and I don't say that just to say it, but there really is. There's a lot of information. The Panthers are playing game one tonight. The Marlins just made a trade that's horrendous in my view. Disgusting in my view. We just had F1 in town. The Dolphins, they signed OBJ, a one-year deal, $3 million, $5 million more in incentives. The Miami Heat, they're done and over with. Imagine if they weren't. If we had another game tonight too, of course, the NBA always makes sure to schedule the Heat and Panthers at the exact same time whenever possible. But the Miami Heat, as we all know, they're out. It seems like they got eliminated weeks ago. It probably feels that way, at least to me, because they never had a shot. Sure, they won game two, but in all the other games, it wasn't even close. You didn't even have to watch the whole game. Second half, how could you even focus on it? Because all those games were done and over with. So that's probably why it feels like the Heat were eliminated so long ago. So I'm here doing the show in Medellin this afternoon. My plan is to stay here until Friday. Friday will be a travel day for me. Go back to South Florida, play in another poker tournament. Mother's Day weekend, so Sunday is Mother's Day. Go out for a meal. My poker tournament at Hard Rock is the following Tuesday. It's actually a week from tomorrow, Tuesday, May 14th. So you guys get to come on out to the Hard Rock in the poker room. We hang out. We play cards. There's at least $20,000 in the prize pool. It's only $250 to buy in. We could talk about wagers. We can make some wagers on the app, because I don't do illegal wagering. I could take your poker chips. You can come in second place in the tournament if you want, because I plan to come in first. That'll be a good time. That's next Tuesday night. And while I'm talking about it, I might as well tell you that the tournament begins at 6, but you could register until 9:30 p.m. So 6 p.m. it begins. You could register until 9:30. And then after my tournament, my schedule is a little bit up in the air where I'll be doing the show from, because I want to see what's going on with the Panthers and Bruins. Game 5 is the night of my poker tournament. So not only will I put in a parlay, but we'll be watching the game there in the poker room. It'll be on all the screens. If there happens to be a game 6 in this series against Boston, I am going to take the show on the road and go to Boston, because I like Boston as a city. There's an Italian restaurant that I really, really like. I'll get to see some friends in Boston, like guy friends, just, you know, regular friends. Normally I say friends on this show and some audio comes on. Old college roommates I have in Boston. So I'll go eat some good Italian food, go to the game, cover it, go to the practices and everything, if there's a game 6. And I'm not sure we're going to get to a game 6, but we shall see very soon. All right, I have a lot to get to. If you want to come along with me on my travels, you could go to my Instagram feed. I post a lot of stories there. Just search Andy Slater, and you can feel like you're here in Medellin with me as best as possible. I really do try my best. But I do have a lot of things to discuss this hour. However, I can't, even though I've been talking 15 minutes, I haven't gotten to what I really want to get to. But I will, because this hour is set to officially begin.
It's time to shuffle up and deal.
I want to begin this hour by diving right into the Florida Panthers, because this is exciting stuff. I'm very excited. I'm so excited, and I just can't hide it. I'm about to lose control, and I think I like it. This is a really intriguing matchup. The Bruins went 4-0 against Florida this regular season. You would think that's not ideal. The Panthers knocked out the Bruins from the playoffs last year after Boston had an incredible year. Like one of the best years in NHL history. And the Florida Panthers knocked out the Bruins in the first round. So what do you think? My initial thought is, of course, the Bruins, they want revenge. How would you not want revenge? I think the revenge factor is real. I think Boston spent the entire offseason thinking about this Panthers group and how they're going to get payback. If they had another shot, things would go a lot differently. Nobody likes having a really good season. And in the case of Boston last year, it was an incredible season, a record-setting season. And then getting ousted in the first round. What did they do wrong? I'm sure they went back and evaluated themselves and said, we can't let this happen. And next year, this is what we need to do differently. Well, now the Bruins are going to have their opportunity. I hope they haven't figured it out. But they didn't lose to Florida in four chances in the regular season. Playoff season's a lot different. But I would expect to see a highly motivated Bruins team. Now, as far as the Panthers go, I don't think they're going to look at this series and say, "Nah, no biggie. We beat these guys last year. We could do it again. We got them." I don't think Florida's going into this series with that mindset. They know the Boston Bruins are going to be fired up. And I guarantee you that is going to fire up the Panthers even more. The way I see this, the Panthers, while the Bruins have a revenge factor, the Panthers have a different factor. And I think this factor is just as powerful, if not more powerful. I call it the unfinished business factor. The Panthers are marketing these playoffs by calling it Redemption, a play on the color red. So instead of redemption, Redemption. The Panthers want to redeem themselves for coming up short in last year's Stanley Cup final. This team thinks of themselves as good enough to win it all. Last year, winning the East, having that magical run that included beating Boston in the first round, it wasn't good enough. The Florida Panthers have their eyes on a much bigger prize. Yes, the Bruins are coming for Florida. But the Panthers, they're coming for everybody. This game tonight, it's a little scary to me because the Bruins won an OT on Saturday night. Some analysts may say, gosh, they're so tired. They went seven games. They went to overtime. You may have seen that game Saturday night and said, this is great. If you're a Panthers fan, let them go to as many OTs as possible. They didn't. It ended pretty quickly in overtime. But still, you wanted as many games as possible, and then you wanted overtime. Let them be on the ice more and more and more while the Panthers are just chilling. But I think there's something to say about the Bruins coming in like riding a high. They get a dramatic Game 7 win over Toronto. And the Panthers have been twiddling their thumbs, just waiting to see who they're going to play. They've been waiting for a week. So tonight, in game one, we're going to have the old rest versus rust. This is not the first time it's happened in sports. The Panthers, they'll be well rested, but is that going to help them? Will they be as sharp? This Boston team's been playing and playing and playing. They just played on Saturday night and got a dramatic OT win to advance. So they got their rhythm going on right now, whereas the Florida Panthers have just been relaxing. Now, relaxing is good for health, but is it good for chemistry? We could talk about this all day. I'm not going to talk about it all day, but the rest versus rust, meaning is the rest good or is it going to be rust instead of rest? That's what I mean when I say rest versus rust. We could talk about that all day long. But here's the reality. If Sergei Bobrovsky is great, if Bob is the same player that he was last year, the Florida Panthers are going to beat the Boston Bruins. If Bob is not good, or if Bob's just okay, then we're probably going to see the Bruins beat the Panthers. It's sort of similar to baseball. It's said that momentum, it's the next day's starting pitcher. If you deal an ace and the ace is great, your team's got momentum. Well, if a hockey team rolls out a goalkeeper who's playing really well or he's on fire, that's going to make a huge difference. Now, it seems that Paul Maurice has made a line change, and I hope this is a good line change. It definitely could be, but he's shaking things up a little bit according to what's been going on at Florida Panthers practices. He's moving Tkachuk and Verhaeghe up to the first line, pairing them with Barkov. Tkachuk and Verhaeghe were on the second line where Sam Bennett was centering that line, but because Bennett has been out and is still out, Anton Lundell was centering that line. He's taking the two wingers and putting them on the first line with Barkov. So you would think that first line is going to be unreal. He's taking Reinhart, who had 57 goals during the regular season and has three in the postseason so far. He takes Reinhart and he's moving him to the second line. I don't know if this move is going to work or not, but Paul Maurice must feel like this is something they need to do, and I hope it works. It's not like they can't do any tweaking, because of course they can, and all these guys have played with each other during the regular season in numerous practices. So if it doesn't work, if he doesn't like what he sees, he could just switch it right back. It's not like you have to enter a starting lineup and all of your lines, and you can't make changes during the game. Plus, this is a 7-game series. This isn't just a best of one. I am happy we get to see hockey tonight. For those of you going to the game, I'm sure you're going to be awesome in your seats and out of your seats and going wild. I hope the Panthers continue to make a run at the Stanley Cup, because they're all we have right now. Even if they weren't all we have, I'd still want them to make a run for the Stanley Cup, just like last season. But right now, this is their town. Last year, we had the Canes, FAU, the Heat, and then the Panthers. We had everyone. This year, the Heat are done. F1's now done. The Marlins are a disaster. The Florida Panthers could own South Florida. The amount of people that they can get to jump on the bandwagon right now by playing well. The Florida Panthers have everyone's undivided attention. Everything was split last year. They had so many nights overlapping with the Heat. This is a one-show-only kind of deal. So even more than they did last year, where everyone still had fun with the Panthers, they could absolutely own this month and next. This is their time. It would be even more amazing if they could bring home the cup, but the opportunity is there to capture all of South Florida's attention. Just like Peter Bendix captured all of the Marlins fans' attention in a completely different way. And it's mandated that I get to that, and I will in just a moment. I watched the Kentucky Derby on Saturday. I didn't do so well wagering on it, but it was still fun to watch. You could watch live racing every week at Gulfstream Park. You don't have to be in Kentucky in the month of May to watch horse racing. Gulfstream Park's got the Royal Palm Meet happening in Hollandale Beach. Live racing every Thursday through Sunday. I love going to Gulfstream Park. And when I do, I go to their trackside restaurant, Ten Palms, get myself a table, have a fantastic meal, watch the races live right in front of me. And you know me, I wager on them, of course. You don't even have to bet a lot. You could wager 10 or 20 cents and make thousands of dollars. It happens all of the time. Live racing every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Plenty of opportunities to get on out there. Have yourself a great time in Hollandale Beach during the Royal Palm Meet at Gulfstream Park. I could not believe what I was reading on Friday night. Late Friday night, maybe some of you had already gone to bed. Word came out that the Miami Marlins were trading Luis Arraez. I just couldn't believe it. Like, why now? Nothing, and I mean zero things, absolutely none, nada. Nothing was right about this trade. Nothing at all.
Zilch.
Nothing.
Nada.
Small potatoes.
No potatoes.
Diddly squat.
A big old goose egg.
The timing of it was horrible. Early May. This deal goes down on May 3rd, May 4th. Then Saturday, Peter Bendix, the president of baseball operations, who Bruce Sherman decided to hire from the Tampa Bay Rays, he flies to Oakland, where the team was, and he hops on a Zoom with members of the media. I was on that Zoom. And Peter Bendix says that the Marlins are probably not making the playoffs anyway. So let's get this straight. It's early May. Not to say that the Marlins would have made a run, but we've seen teams make runs that started way later than early May. This is a team that made the postseason last year. And Peter Bendix is saying in early May, they're probably not making the playoffs anyway. And this is Peter Bendix. This isn't Peter on a mobile. This is the president of baseball operations for the Marlins throwing in the towel in early May. If one of you jumped on this show and you were named Peter, and you were in Port St. Lucie, hey, let's go out to Peter in Port St. Lucie. You're on the Andy Slater Show. You want to throw in the towel, Peter in Port St. Lucie? Go ahead. But Peter, the president of baseball operations for the Miami Marlins, throwing in the towel on May 4th? May the 4th be with you. Not the postseason, but everything else. Come on. What is Skip Schumacher supposed to tell his team? The rest of the season, what's he supposed to say? When the president of baseball operations has essentially thrown in the towel. Luis Arraez was universally loved in that clubhouse. 27 years old. Two-time batting champion in both leagues, back-to-back years. He's a hitting machine. He loved South Florida. He wanted to stay. Everything you could want to craft a star for Miami, it was Luis Arraez. And this is the guy. They say, yeah, we're just going to ship him out of town. If it were me, and I said it before the season started, when Arraez made it clear that he wanted to be a Marlin and stay in Miami, I thought, how lucky is this organization? You have a back-to-back batting champion saying he loves Miami, he wants to stay in Miami. Peter Bendix is brand new. If Peter Bendix wants to make a statement, a real statement, You go out there on the first day of spring training in Jupiter. You have all the microphones in front of you. And you announce that the organization has signed Luis Arraez to a long-term deal. That would have sent a message. We're going to build off of last season's success. We just signed Arraez to a long-term extension. Instead, what do? They start tearing everything down. Tearing it down to what? To try to build something that they'll tear down again? The Marlins, they get prospects back. If any of these prospects pan out, big if, will they be as good as Luis Arraez? Do you think the Marlins got back a two-time batting champion for the future? Let's pretend there is someone who is going to be a hitting machine just like Luis Arraez is. Okay, cool. That's great. Good move. But what happens when that player develops into someone similar to Luis Arraez? You don't think the Marlins are going to do the same thing they just did with Arraez? You think they're going to keep him? This is the problem with the organization. Anytime a player gets good and a payday comes up, it's time to ship them away and just do the same thing over and over and over and over again. It is the same continuous cycle. So what's the point? What are we doing here with this team? And it gets worse. They trade the last guy that I would trade. The timing of this trade was terrible. It's a guy who wanted to stay in Miami, who's 27 and producing brilliantly. And then the players they get back, prospects, not a single one of them is listed in the top 100 in all of baseball. It seems to me the Padres sent back four prospects who are meh, and they get Luis Arraez. So after you hear that, you got to be thinking, oh, well, it's a money thing. This must clear the cash-strapped Marlins, and they're going to get some money back from San Diego. Well, that would also be incorrect.
You're just a big bowl of wrong.
The Marlins are paying most of Luis Arraez's salary for this season. So let's summarize this. Let's make sure we're all together here on the same page. Bendix makes a deal way too soon. He trades away a huge talent and gets back prospects who are not in the top 100. And to top all of it off, the Marlins are picking up the tab. What the heck is Peter Bendix doing? Does anyone have any idea what he is doing? Because it looks like to me right now, this franchise traded away the most similar guy you're going to get to Tony Gwynn for a bag of donuts. And they didn't even throw in the coffee, just a bag of donuts. Donuts that probably aren't even going to be that good. Oh yeah, these are promising donuts here. These are very young donuts. They were just made. And you watch, these donuts are going to be incredible when you bite into them. But most likely they're not. I didn't have to go with a donut analogy, but I feel like that's what the Marlins got. They got a bag of donuts for Luis Arraez. It's sad. I love baseball. I love talking baseball. I root for the Marlins. I like going to games. How do you sell the Marlins now? Not as a franchise. I'm saying like sell tickets. How does a salesperson sell somebody to buy tickets to a game, have a group outing, get a suite for a game or two? How do you sell season tickets? What do you tell a fan or a potential fan? How do you spin this for the now? I got more things to say about that, and I will in just a moment. I mentioned donuts, but what about bagels? Just like a donut, in the middle of a bagel, there's a zero. And the bagel loan is exactly that. Zero is what you will pay Stewie, who's got the bagel loan for you if you're buying a home, if you need a mortgage, or you're refinancing. Zero. That is what you pay Stewie. Nothing. No lender fees, no appraisal fees. I'm telling you, if you're buying a home, if you need a mortgage, if you're refinancing, there is absolutely no reason you would not want to call Stewie. I have Stewie's personal cell phone number, and Stewie has got the bagel loan where you pay him nothing. Here's Stewie's cell. 561-379-4441. 561-379-4441. If you're buying a home, if you need a mortgage, if you're refinancing, you want to call Stewie. You want the bagel loan. MLS number 226715. The Marlins trading away Luis Arraez. Think about other really good players they traded away. Miguel Cabrera, Giancarlo Stanton, JT Realmuto, and now Luis Arraez. Luis Arraez is potentially an all-time player. The Marlins gave up Pablo Lopez to get him. And they're getting back four prospects, a bag of donuts. Peter Bendix kept saying something, and I hate this line. We have one eye on the present and one eye on the future. Give me a break. There are zero eyes on the present. If you had an eye on the present, you're not trading away a two-time batting champion in early May. If you care at all about the present, you're not doing that. It is a horrible move. It's waving the white flag on the season in early May, and it's got nothing to do with the present. And you get a very weak return, which may not even help the future. The Padres come in with an offer. Can't the Marlins say no and make them sweeten the deal? Or call other teams, wait for more calls? If you're going to shop the talent of Luis Arraez, or you're going to take calls on Arraez, don't you have to come up with something better than what San Diego gave them? It's so wild because it's obvious this call just came in from San Diego. Peter takes the call. He's like, whoa, wait a minute. You're giving us these guys? Yeah. Let's go. Let's do it. It wasn't expected. How do I know that? Because Peter Bendix, he didn't get on a plane to go to Oakland until Saturday morning. Otherwise, if this was going to happen, he would have flown out there with them. This was all like last minute. All of this, we can blame Bendix, but we really need to blame Bruce Sherman. I asked before the season, why isn't Sherman as hated as Jeffrey Loria? And the answer is probably because Loria got a publicly funded ballpark done. But at this point, I cannot assure you that Sherman is not as hated as Loria. Because what's left of the Marlins fan base is extremely upset. And all of them should be. How could they not be? What is Bruce Sherman doing? Does he want to field a minor league team and wait for revenue sharing or the World Baseball Classic? I don't know how else to answer what he's doing. If you cannot afford to pay for good players, you should not own a team. If you cannot afford to be competitive, you can't afford to own an organization. If you got to think about it, when a guy asks for a contract, how do you own a team? There is no planet where the idea of trading Luis Arraez is a good one. Or a good baseball move. It's a salary dump for the future. It's admitting we cannot pay this dude, so let's get something for him. But to do it in early May? That's like throwing away all of your singles at a strip club on the girl's first song. Girls, 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 girls. What a rookie move. Like, you got a few more songs to go. Just wait a few more songs. Get your money's worth. Don't throw all those dollars in the air during one song. That's just dumb. If this trade is going to be Peter Bendix's first signature move, then he stinks. I don't need to see much more. It's not a good move. It's not a good president of baseball operations making it. It's a panic move. Value was not maximized, and now the season has been tanked. Why go to the ballpark at this point? Because you want to see Jazz before he's traded? And we know the Marlins aren't done dealing. They're open for business. And you don't even have to give up your top prospects to get anybody from the Marlins. They're so desperate to build up their minor league system, they'll take pennies on the dollar. I don't know how Skip Schumacher is going to end up staying the rest of the season. I think they're going to mutually part ways probably any day. This is a lame duck season for Skip. Last year, he was the manager of the year in the National League. Now, he's managing a glorified double-A team. Probably not good for his future, not good for his resume. I could absolutely see Skip Schumacher saying,
"Get me out of here!"
And he probably has already. Who could blame him? Just like I wouldn't blame any of you that see an unbelievable golf cart in your neighborhood and say, "Hey, I want something just like that." If you have seen one of those great carts in your neighborhood and thought about getting one for yourself, you got to link up with Kliggy from Kliggy's Carts. I say golf cart, but Kliggy's Carts are so much more. Kliggy's Carts are all aluminum. And not only does Kliggy have 48-volt carts, he's got 72-volt street-legal carts, where you get a license plate, a VIN number, the whole deal. Kliggy is also an exclusive Royal EV dealer. If you're in the market to get one heck of a cart, or you thought about it, you want to get it from Kliggy's Carts. Go ahead and Google Kliggy's Carts. You'll see exactly what I'm talking about, and that's Kliggy with a K. You can also go test drive a cart for yourself. Kliggy's Carts is at 1751 West Copens Road in Pompano Beach. And right now, Kliggy will give you a $2,000 rebate. If you're going to get a cart, you got to get it from Kliggy's Carts. All right, enough about the Marlins. Tomorrow, I'll get into Pat Riley and hopefully discuss a Florida Panthers victory over Boston in Game 1. Go Cats, go. I had some long segments, so sorry I had to cut this one short, but that's all the time I got for this Monday afternoon. Enjoy the game tonight. For now, I'm Andy Slater, and I'll see you later.